The Mix Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospitals. What's up? I'm Fat Faves here. And with me today is Dr. Gunasegaran Thangavelu, a neurosurgeon from Pantai Hospital, Klang, to talk to us about concussion. So, Dr. Gunasegaran, what happens to the brain during a concussion?
Concussion is a subset of a mild head injury. So like most mechanical forces applied to the head, a series of complex pathophysiological and biochemical changes occurs, which results in some alteration in the brain function. While a standard imaging test would not indicate or show any abnormalities, but there are few noticeable clinical changes. Reduction or impairment of coordination, memory issues, cognition issues, strength, and also his alertness gets affected. Concussion poses more of a functional disturbances rather than a structural injury. So the condition more often than not resolves very quickly and fully on its own, though some symptoms in some patients tend to last longer. Those with a history of previous concussions are at increased risk of having another one.
Okay, Doc, I got a whole lot more to ask you, but first let's get into the music. Mix with Aishwarya and Prem in the mornings. In today's best music, I've got Dr. Gunasegaran Thangavelu, a neurosurgeon from Pantai Hospital, Klang. He's here with me today. Doctor, many people have simply rested after a concussion instead of seeing a doctor. Is that advisable?
Well, in most cases, many patients are unaware that they have sustained a concussion, hence the delay in seeking professional help. But contrary to the popular belief, fainting does not always follow a concussion. So you also do not have to be hit on the head to suffer one, as even violent shaking of the head or body can give rise to the condition. In addition, some patients may have delayed symptoms that manifest much later, for example, after a day or two. So most people get better after being well rested and therefore do not need to consult a doctor. So long as they are alert and do not exhibit any of the red flag signs like severe worsening headaches, repeated vomiting, seizures, or unsteadiness, it should be fine to simply take a break. Otherwise, you should immediately seek medical attention.
The Mix Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospital. I'm Fat Faves, and with me is Dr. Gunasegaran Thangavelu, a neurosurgeon from Pantai Hospital, Klang. Now, Dr. Gunasegaran, is it safe to sleep with a concussion?
It's a common misconception that people with concussion may lose consciousness or even slip into a coma when they go to sleep. But the actual fact is, it's absolutely safe to sleep. There are a few situations where they may need to get immediate medical attention, particularly when the patient exhibits the symptoms and the red flags which I mentioned earlier. Example, if they have bleeding at the nose or the ears, repeated bouts of vomiting, severe or worsening headaches and open wounds to the head, then you should quickly obtain professional help. In that situation, it's not safe to sleep.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gunasegaran Thangavelu. Don't forget, Doctor on Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on The Mix Blitz.